Welcome to this AAT podcast. Today, I'm going to look at the recovery of VAT incurred before a business registers for VAT. It is a simple fact that VAT incurred once a business is registered is recoverable on VAT returns, subject to some well-known restrictions. Surprisingly, not all businesses appear to be aware that VAT incurred before registration can also be recovered in certain circumstances. It is quite common for businesses to trade for some time, possibly years, without having to register. Perhaps they are small businesses trading below the registration limit, or have significant levels of overseas supplies of services which are outside the scope of VAT, but which would give rise to VAT recoveries if the business registered on a voluntary basis. Whatever the reason, they are incurring VAT on costs and expenses in this period of time before they register. VAT law allows recovery of this tax on the first VAT return to be submitted following the VAT registration becomes effective. There are some limits, and these differ for goods and for services. For goods, the business is allowed to claim back VAT incurred in the previous 4 years ending at the date of registration. This is on the proviso that the goods are still on hand at that date. This means that any trading stock and assets held at that time can give rise to a claim. Clearly, you cannot recover VAT on goods which you have bought and have also sold or otherwise disposed of, as this would give rise to an unfair advantage. The business would be recovering input tax and gaining relief as a result of this, without the corresponding output tax charge. I went through this process recently with a self-employed carpenter who had just exceeded the registration limit. We listed out all of the stock he had in his workshop, timber, screws and other fixings, as well as all of his tools, his van and other bits of kit. We then needed to identify the VAT amounts involved. For most of the purchases, we could simply take the purchase invoice value as he had all of those records available. For the timber stocks, it was slightly harder, as we didn't necessarily have the ability to match up individual pieces of wood with purchase invoices, so there was some estimation involved. Fortunately, HMRC accepted our figures on this. All claims should be backed up with original invoices, but sometimes this isn't possible. Incidentally, there are some similar rules to these pre-registration rules that apply to pre-incorporation situations. It is quite common for someone setting up a business as a corporate entity to incur some costs personally before the company has formally been created and certainly before it has its own bank account. Purchase invoices will therefore be made out to the individual as the company doesn't exist. These can be used as the basis for a claim as long as the company reimburses the individual, the items do become a cost within that company, and that the individual becomes an officer of the company. Back with pre-registration rules, we mentioned that this ability to recover VAT applies to services as well as goods. For services, the time limit for the claim is much shorter and is set at just 6 months. It is vital that the distinction is appreciated and that sufficient thought is given to the ramifications. One example of where it all went horribly wrong was in the case of the trustees of Park Avenue Methodist Church. The church had two buildings, the church building itself and a hall which was a separate building close to it, and this hall was used for functions, meetings, and was let to local groups. It decided that it would be more practical for a variety of reasons to have a link constructed between the two buildings, and a corridor was built to achieve this at some expense. The trustees decided that it would be useful to be able to recover some of the VAT, so they opted to tax the new property and were going to charge VAT to the users. Of course, it became VAT registered and recovered the VAT on the construction works on its first VAT return. HMRC reviewed the return before repaying and declined. It transpired that for various reasons, the registration had been delayed. the church had been required to go through a long process of negotiation with its governing body, the Methodist Church Council. The upshot of the whole process was that the registration actually took effect more than 6 months after the building work was complete and the final invoices raised. The trustees appealed the refusal to repay on the grounds that the construction works were a supply of goods, not of services. They entailed the provision of a large quantity of physical materials, and the end result was a physical structure on the land. The tribunal disagreed and ruled that the contract was one of services, not goods, albeit that goods were supplied. The supply of the materials and the finished product was simply part of the overall supply of the services. Consequently, the time limit to be used was 6 months, the services rule, and not that for goods, and therefore the claim had to fail. That case highlights a potential planning point. The trustees would have been acting against their internal church rules had they sought VAT registration earlier on a voluntary basis. Fortunately, though, for most businesses, this would never be a problem. As a result, any other business looking to recover pre-registration input tax could consider backdating the registration on a voluntary basis in order to bring more tax into claim. Of course, you would also need to be aware that you might create an additional output tax charge had there been any sales within that period as well. What you need to do is to check the amount of VAT that would become due as output tax against the amount of additional input tax that you would be able to claim. Do all of this calculation work before you commit yourself. If you are going to backdate a voluntary registration in this way, it is vital that you get it right first time. I recently got involved with a client who had made a mistake and wanted me to assist in rectifying the situation. Sadly, there was nothing I could do for them in this particular instance. What had happened was quite straightforward. Company A was a holding and management company with several subsidiaries. Each year, it raised a service charge and added VAT as appropriate to the invoices. The subsidiaries then recovered the VAT as input tax according to their own status. It was discovered that one of the subsidiaries was in fact not VAT registered, but could have been had it wanted to. The reason for this was that it only made supplies of services to businesses in the Far East, so its income was outside the scope of VAT, but it did carry with it a right to register and recover VAT should the business wish to do so voluntarily. As a result of it not being VAT registered, the VAT, which was charged to it by Company A on the annual recharge, was a cost. Someone had spotted this and decided to put a registration in place on a voluntary basis. This was done, but the crucial mistake came in the timing. For no really clear reason, the registration was put in place with effect from a date 6 months after the first payment to Company A. The idea was clearly to recover the VAT on this first payment under the 6 month pre-registration rule. Unfortunately, the invoice was actually dated a week before the first payment, and so HMRC refused the claim. The company asked me to assist when this happened. As I said, there was nothing I could do. The claim was outside the 6 month period, and so was invalid. The logical course would be to go back to HMRC and ask them to change the registration date so that it fell before its current timing and therefore the 6 month limit could apply. In most circumstances, in fact, you would want the registration to be from the beginning of the company's activity and not leave anything to chance with 6 month limits. The problem with this action is that HMRC will refuse to do so. The reason for this is that when you apply for a voluntary registration, HMRC are exercising an element of discretion in allowing it. This they are required to do by law. But they are only required to do it once. As long as they have exercised this discretion fairly based on the data provided to them originally, they are under no obligation whatsoever to then revisit the decision, even if new information comes to light. Unfortunately for this client, it meant that that first period claim was invalid and therefore they lost all of that VAT. The crucial thing is simply to get that timing right. The pre-registration VAT recovery rules are very useful, but care needs to be taken with this as with all other aspects of the tax. If you are considering a voluntary registration to recover input tax, examine income and expenditure through source documents carefully before you committing yourself. Remember, you only get one bite of this cherry. Thank you for listening to this AAT podcast.